You know, I remember when I was first introduced to lust. Of course, I was much younger than I am now. Oh? And exactly how young do you think I am? Oh, you're so sweet, but you are off by about, a couple of centuries. I'm completely serious. Being the gentleman host in this house does come with a few perks. Immortality and youthful looks being a couple. I told you, darling, these impulses are as old as man himself. Somebody has to be able to keep up with the boys and the practical side of their living situation. It's not all I thought it would be. Being companions for ages. The boys and myself are all very close, but I think we all feel pangs of our own sorts of loneliness. Anyways, here we are. Oh yes, the door is very fancy. Pride himself would have no less. Oh, you devilish woman. I could see it in your eyes when you walked in. There is nothing to be ashamed of, really. Some are predators. Some are prey. Oh, and kitten, there's nothing wrong with desiring to be a hunter's prize. However, I don't think this door is for you if that's what you're truly after. Well, how to put it, pride is quite frankly an asshole. Okay, so think back to that man you used to know back in school, or your last job that just could have any woman he wanted, and usually did. You know the type. Attractive, confident, well-endowed. Not the sort one dates, but definitely the one that makes a good fuck. And you do seem to be rather hungry. He won't be easy to impress, you know. He is pride incarnate, after all. But, my, what a lovely moment it will make to hear him groan while you service his cock. I can feel the raw sexuality inside you, love. I rather think you could give him something to remember. A man never forgets when he's met his match. Or so I've heard. But don't let me sway you, darling. The choice is completely yours to make. We have plenty of doors left if you're craving something of a different avenue this eve. So, what do you think, gorgeous? You want to see if you can impress with the cocky lad? Or shall we move on?